This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, Vincent Fennelli. And we're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for trying so hard to get Gwyneth Isaacs on the line. Transcontinental telephone line. We can't seem to raise Gwyneth. We're not sure why. But all indications were yesterday that she was going to be on the air for an hour. And here we are. It's not working now. I don't know if it's exactly what the reason is. I assume she is okay. I don't think there's any health problems. But Gwyneth Isaacs is not with us right at the moment. Jason is trying to get in touch with her. And of course, I'm looking forward to hearing her voice and... So that's the update on Gwyneth. Well, when did I find out that Gwyneth was not going to be here? About a minute ago. So you got me. For the next 2 hours, unless Gwyneth decides to either check with us or we are able to contact her, you've got me. So this morning, my son came in from the barn, and he said, "I got bad news. Got 2 inches of water running across the barn floor. Pipe broke." That was kind of surprising. I ran some underground pipe with our son years ago to put water into the barn, and in case we ever had to shelter cattle, that kind of thing. The barn is 40 feet wide, 120 feet long, dirt floor. Concrete walls, four feet tall, 8 inches thick. And somehow, the pipe broke underground. So I looked up, when we were putting the plumbing into the barn, I looked up the frost line. Frost line is at what level in the ground do pipes freeze? Well, it depends on where you live. So there are different depths that you would bury pipes based on where you live. So, for example, Texas, mid to southern Texas, would be about 6 inches. So you don't have to worry about pipes freezing as long as they're around, deeper than 6 inches in, let's say, the lower third of Texas. Now, central Texas is about 10 inches. Northern Texas and Missouri around 20 inches. And parts of Nebraska and northern Missouri, 30 inches. And when you get, into, Indiana, Illinois, the upper parts of Indiana, Illinois, around 40 inches. And when you get into, the Dakotas, South Dakota, the lower end of South Dakota, around 60 inches. And then mid-South Dakota, 70 inches. And North Dakota, 80 inches. So it depends on where you live, what the frost line is. You can look it up. Just look up frost line, space or comma, your state. M-O, A-K, A-Z, that kind of thing. And Arizona, 6 inches is, plenty deep. For parts of Arizona. And so for sure, if you're around 20 to 30 inches in Arizona, you'll be okay. Well, anyway, So the pipes broke, and fortunately we had a shutoff valve underground. And what I did was our son and I built a riser. And our pipes are down 3 and 4 feet. It still froze. So it's not like we didn't do the right thing. It's just this cold. It's just bitter, bitter cold. And so what causes these pipes to freeze? Well, thermal conductivity. So if you have pipes in the ground and it's damp, 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 that dampness can conduct the heat or cold right into where your pipes are. I thought about this just before the broadcast, maybe a half hour before the broadcast. I was thinking, what would the number be? How many pipes would be broken because they froze? And why do pipes break when they freeze? Because water is the only substance that we know of on the planet that expands when it's frozen and it expands when it's heated. The only thing that does that. So if you have water trapped in a pipe and it freezes, it will expand. And when it expands, it will keep expanding and it will break the pipes that's trying to contain it, whether it be copper or plastic. Unless that pipe is flexible, and unless that pipe can withstand the rate of expansion of the water, it's going to break. So iron pipes break, hard plastic pipes break, copper pipes break. And I'll bet you the number, if we actually knew it, would be in the millions of broken pipes across the United States of America. I think that would be the number. We've got Gwyneth. Welcome, Gwyneth. It's great to be broadcasting with you after your recovery. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm sorry for being a bit late. I don't quite know what happened. I just went to sleep again. anyway,
well, you deserve it.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
I've been sleeping rather a lot these days. And in case anybody doesn't know, when you have an accident of that magnitude, it makes you sleep a lot. Because when you you don't actually heal unless you're sleeping. That's when your body heals itself. So I found that even in the middle of the day, I've been sleeping maybe sometimes 3 or 4 hours in the middle of the day, which I never do, basically. So, and this has been a month now since the accident.
Do you want to share with us what happened?
Yeah. What happened, it wasn't my horse's fault. The horse was actually doing really, really well. But what I did was I was watching some YouTube videos on an area of horsework called Liberty Work. And, I thought, that looks really cool. That looks really good. I think I'll try that with my horse. And it involved riding your horse without a saddle or bridle. And, if a horse is trained to do that, well, that's good and that's fine. My horse wasn't. And I was sitting on her back and she decided she was going to walk off for a little bit. And I thought, oh, that's fine. And then she cantered off, and she went between two hay bales, between a narrow gap, and knocked me off to one side, which dislocated my left leg. And then I fell to the ground, and I fell on a pole that was sitting underneath one of the hay bales. And these are these big round bales that you get. Okay, the ones that are like a ton of hay each. And I fell on the pole, and that's what did the damage. It was like an anvil. And I broke 6 ribs, cracked 2 vertebrae, cracked my shoulder blade, cracked my collarbone, and punctured my lung. And as well as that, obviously, as well, dislocated my leg, my left leg out of the hip socket. And I was lying there on the ground, and I must have hit my head as well because I blacked out for a short time. I came to, and I what happened was I was lying there on the ground, and I said, "Oh, I've come off again." You know, when you're breaking horses, when you're training horses, you get rather used to falling off. And so I said, "Oh, well, I'll get up." So I went to get up and really couldn't. And I looked down at my leg and it was at a really weird angle. That was my first indication that I was in deep, deep trouble. And so I said, "Oh, no, I've dislocated my leg." So I wriggled myself across to where there was a tractor tire lying on the ground. And I put my arms up against the tractor tire and sort of jimmied myself up so I was in a sitting upright position against the tractor tire and then lifted myself up onto the tractor tire. At this time, I didn't know I had all this bone damage, okay? And but anyway, I got it so that I was sitting on the tractor tire. And then I looked down at my leg and I said, "Oh, boy." Oh, I'd gotten my mobile phone on the way through. So I had my mobile phone in my hand. And so I put the phone down. I got my leg and I said, "Right, I'm going to put this hip back in." So I got my leg and I twisted it around and popped the hip back in. And of course it hurt. But, you know, I knew that I had to do that because I was on my own and it was a Friday night and my son Theo was away at a friend's place for the weekend. Anyway, I texted a friend. That was the other reason why I had to get up to where I was sitting up because I couldn't send a text from the ground level because the cell phone signal in our area is so poor. And so I texted a friend and I said, explained what happened. My friend texted back and said, "Would you like me to call an ambulance for you?" And I said, "Yes, that would probably be good." And so the ambulance came. And I did something I probably shouldn't have done, was that I stood myself up because I wanted to know if I could walk or not. And so I put my fingers into the hay bale, into the netting which was holding the hay bale together, and I stood myself up, and I think that's when I punctured my lung because it really, really hurt when I did that. That I could stand, and I knew that I hadn't, you know, paralyzed myself at that time. So that was what happened. It's an extremely stupid thing, especially on a newly broken horse, to ride without a saddle or bridle, and I would definitely not advise anybody to do that, ever. And I'll probably never will ride again now.
Gwyneth, do you want to continue the broadcast? Okay. All right. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. Gwyneth, what else would you like to share with us today? What a tough go you've been having. Jeez. And our prayers have been with you. I'm glad you're doing better.
Well, thank you very much for that. Yeah, I'd just like to say the hospital system here in Australia has gone kind of coronavirus crazy, you know. One thing that I remember when I was in the hospital was I had to have lots of medical tests. Anyone who's had this magnitude of accident, and, you know, if anyone wants to know the sort of damage that I was looking at, it was probably about the same as a fairly severe automobile accident where the airbag fails and your body slams into the steering wheel. That sort. That's why they introduced airbags in the first place, or where the airbag succeeds too much and, you know, it smashes up your body, which is probably just as bad. But that is the magnitude of accident that I had. And so I had a punctured lung. And so all the fluid, my lung collapsed, and the fluid from my body, from my injuries, went into my lung cavity, and created a pocket of fluid and air, which is called a pneumothorax. And they had to operate, and they had to put a tube into my thorax, into my chest cavity inside the rib cage, to funnel the air and the fluid out. And what, you know, there's something interesting happened there too, which I'll go into maybe a bit later. But anyway, they had to do x-rays on me every day or two to see how my chest was going, if the lung cavity was, if the lung was beginning to reinflate, and if my chest was going back to normal. So it was during one of these x-rays, and also to see if the ribs were beginning to realign and all the rest of it, you know, all the bones that were broken in there. And incidentally, the doctor said that my hip was fine. That was another area they had to relocate, and I think he was a bit astounded when he heard I'd put my hip back in. But anyway, it was during one of these incidents where I was going for medical tests, and they said, oh, we'll have to put a mask on you. And I said, I don't want to wear it. You know, well, you've got to wear it. No, I'm not wearing it. And I had a good reason to not wear it. It's because I said, listen, here in Australia, for the mask, they've got a medical exemption. And I was in the hospital. I was being treated for a punctured lung. And they wanted to do something that was going to cut my oxygen supply down, which was make me wear a mask for half an hour, or maybe more, maybe an hour, 90 minutes, however long they were going to make me sit around, which in a hospital, you know, you get to sit around a lot waiting for things to happen. And I said, I'm not wearing it. You know, I claim, you know, I said, I think that if being treated for a punctured and collapsed lung doesn't qualify for a medical exemption, I don't know what does. And even further, I was so brainwashed, they couldn't see it, Vincent. In the class, they couldn't see it, you know. And, you know, they're supposed to be medically trained, and these masks cut down your oxygen supply. And they are a pneumonia risk. And that's something else that you have to watch with a punctured lung. You have to watch that the person doesn't develop pneumonia. And, you know, even Dr. Fauci himself said that he wrote a paper back in 2003 that this was a pneumonia risk. He was wearing face masks back in 2003.
We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As millions of people across the United States continue to weather a deadly winter storm without power, forecasters predict ice and low temperatures could be ahead for some in the worst-hit states. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are already facing hazardous roads, power outages, and water shutoffs from the winter storms, and more is forecast on the way. The weather has led to at least 26 deaths. More than 3 million homes in Texas were without power as of Tuesday evening. State Senator Melissa Melendez, the Republican from Lake Elsinore, California, has introduced two legislative proposals that are designed to counter cancel culture. Under Melendez's bill, political affiliation would be considered a protected class, as is race, gender, or sexual orientation. Melendez says cancel culture and the efforts to silence differing opinions and voices should be a growing concern for all of us. End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Impeachment proceedings against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could be in the works. Reports are stating Ms. Pelosi was warned of possible violence at the Capitol last month and refused to shore up security. USA Radio News Dan Naraki reports.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she will try to establish a 9/11-style commission to investigate the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. But Republican lawmakers have asked the Speaker for details about what she knew about security threats before that day. Representative Mike Turner says that Capitol Police presented the House's sergeant-at-arms with evidence that there could be violence. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that Pelosi needs to address what happened with that intelligence.
That he had informed the sergeant-at-arms, and the sergeant-at-arms had declined that additional support. Now, everyone assumes, and the understanding is, that the sergeant-at-arms reports directly to the Speaker of the House. He would certainly have gone to her and to her office and requested, and given them the information, and requested guidance before he would have rejected that additional protection. So this is going to be pretty important, because if it turns out that Nancy Pelosi turned down additional protection for the Capitol, she may have, in the end, brought forth articles of impeachment because she turned down appropriate protection for the Capitol.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden on Tuesday said that the COVID-19 vaccine will be available to every American who wants it by the end of July, and that we'll have over 600 million doses ready to go. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is back with us, and I'm delighted to hear her voice. Gwyneth, it sounds like you're regaining strength, albeit slowly. How long do you think it's going to be before you are 100%?
I would say about another 2 to 4 weeks. And that's what the doctors are saying. They always said it would be a 6 to 8 week recovery, and it's been about 4 weeks.
Right. Right.
Since I had the accident.
How are you holding up right now?
Pretty good. Yeah. The only from time to time during the day, I'm finding that I can do, you know, like moderate level work for about 3 hours at a stretch in the middle of the day. And then I suddenly begin to feel very tired, and then I wonder why. because I forget, you know, and then I go, oh, yeah, that's right. And by moderate level work, I mean things like, for instance, we had a dog chew through an extension lead, and so I trimmed off the chewed up bits of extension lead and rejoined them with some electrical tape by twisting the wires back together. I would consider that moderate level work. Another time, another day, or over a period of 2 days, I was walking out in the garden and I noticed that the shallots, which are a type of onion, they had set seed and they had little bulbils all over their flower heads. And I said, oh, they've got to be planted. And so I picked all the bulbils and I took them inside and I separated them out. And then the next day I planted some of them. And then the day following I planted some more of them. And all in all, I planted over the two days, about 230 bulbils, which are like little tiny bulbs of shallots. And that involves sticking your finger in the ground and then planting the bulb where you've stuck your finger in the ground, except you don't stick your finger in once, you stick it like in 10 times in a row. So stick your finger in the ground 10 times in a row and then put 10 bulbs in and then pinch them, earth around them shut, and then on to the next row. And I, you know, that's a fairly, normally it's a fairly quick job. By that time, I think it took me a couple of hours to plant maybe 100 or more, 100 or 150 or something bulbils. That would normally be an extremely quick job for me, but it took me several hours to do that. These are the examples of this is what I consider low-level work. But after this sort of activity, I go inside and I feel really, really, really tired. And then I normally just say, and also quite sore. And so I say to my son, listen, I've got to go into bed. I've got to have a lie down. And usually within a few minutes of me having a lie down, I'm usually asleep. And I might sleep for 3 hours, 2 or 3 hours. And that's sort of how my days are going. And usually it's only one of these circuits of activity that I go through each day. I normally don't feel like doing anything else after that. So another example of mid-level activity is chopping up vegetables and putting a pot of soup on. But normally after chopping up some vegetables and putting the soup on, I normally say to my son, listen, you'll have to look after the soup. I'm feeling really tired. It's quite interesting that that's something that would actually really knock me out, not chopping up some vegetables for the soup, but it is. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does, and I wanted to explain to you why I haven't been contacting you a lot. You know, I'd send you an email here and there, very short and to the point, because I know what it's like to be on the mend, and especially with a lung condition. And I wanted you to get your rest, and that's why I said, you know, let's postpone the broadcast and let's just do 1 hour. And and you know, rather than jump into
this. I think 1 hour's going to be about right. Yeah. I think 1 hour's going to be about right for now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, Gwyneth, I want you to know your seat has been kept warm. It's your seat, and it's not going anywhere.
Yep.
I also wanted to say something that I think is pretty interesting. We have been preparing and teaching people about the kind of problems that are happening across the United States with the weather. And I believe, and I could be proven wrong, but I doubt it. I believe that you and I were the very first to be broadcasting with both ends being solar-powered in a transcontinental broadcast, and certainly on a regular basis for years. I think we were the very first. Do you think that's probably true?
Yeah. I don't think there was anybody else. And I think that a lot of, there's certain other broadcasters now that I know for a fact are really regretting the fact that they, I won't name who they are, but I think if anyone who follows the talk radio world can have a good guess. But there's a certain radio broadcaster who just said yesterday that, that he had all this multi-million dollar studio equipment that he put together over the years, and he was broadcasting from his laptop. And I thought to myself, wow, maybe if he'd, instead of putting in that new TV studio that he put in a few years ago, maybe if he'd spent that $3 to $5 million on putting in a solar power system. That would have been a real U-Butte solar power system, Vincent. Unfortunately, he didn't, and now he's... by the way, I really like this radio broadcaster, okay? And I really want him to keep broadcasting. I really, really want him to keep broadcasting. And I really hope that his systems, that he somehow manages to keep doing it. But it would be really nice if he had a few years ago, and I think he realizes this too, if he had put in some solar power off-grid system of the type that you or I have, except maybe on a larger scale. You know, I think that $3 million would have brought a really nice off-grid broadcast solar power system, Vincent. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. He may have to move, depending on where he lives.
He may have to move.
Yeah, he may have to move, and the reason for that is if he's dependent on air conditioning, you can kind of forget an off-grid solar panel system for powering air conditioning. And he may not have enough real estate to have enough solar panels facing south, you know, depending on where he lives. So, literally... You know, a person might have to move in order to accomplish that. When we built our farmhouse, we made sure that we had a good view of the southern sky so that we could aim our solar panels and we had a place for them. And so all that was considered in the location of the spot where we placed our house.
Mm.
So there are a lot of things to consider. And even with all of the things that we considered, our pipes broke. And I was mentioning that, the frost line is 20 inches here in Missouri. And we put our pipes down between 3 and 4 feet. So we doubled it, and it still wasn't enough. And I think the number of people who are going to, or the number of pipes that are going to be broken across the United States, where 73% of the country is covered in snow and ice and freezing temperatures, I think the number of pipes that are going to be broken. I don't know if it'll be reported as broken, but it'll be in the millions, in the millions. And hour number two, I'm going to share with you some thoughts about what to do to prevent that. And this is USA Prepares. That's, you know, we teach you how to prepare for these things. But once they've happened, it's kind of late to prepare for them. And that's I guess that's one of the salient points of what you were mentioning about another broadcaster who would have liked to have had solar power, but doesn't right now, and is having electrical power outage. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And he's got literally millions of dollars worth of broadcast equipment that he can't use. This broadcaster decided to do things like grand scale, and over a period of decades he put together a broadcast system that's one of the best in the world, that would rival the likes of CNN or NBC or any of these guys. And he had made it to the top of his business. That's all I'm going to say. He can't use any of it, and he's broadcasting from his laptop. And I really need him back into broadcasting. I want him.
We want him to succeed.
Get him an off-grid. I want him to get an off-grid system with whatever money that he has, and go from there.
Do you think, Gwyneth, based on what you know of USA Prepares, that if this broadcaster called us, we would be able to help him?
Yeah, I'd like him to call us. If he's listening now, I know that our broadcasts don't coincide. But, you know, if he wants to call, yeah, I would love to talk with him. I'm a big fan. I'm an air conditioner.
So if he happens to be listening, he can call Gwyneth, he can call us, and
I'm sure he knows the number really well. 866-582-9933.
Yeah.
I'm sure he knows that number extremely well. Yeah.
Yep.
That's the same number.
So what else is happening with you? All right, let me ask you this question, Gwyneth. Based on your preparedness, the things that you have done up until the second you fell off that horse, how much of that was good to have had done prior to falling off that horse? Meaning, did any of your preparations help you in the time since you fell off the horse to right now? Did you use any of that preparedness?
Oh, yeah.
The skills? Can you share some of that with us when we come back?
Yeah. Well, after the break. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Gwyneth is with us. And last segment for Gwyneth, and then she'll be back with us next week.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, so you had been preparing. It's a lifestyle for you, and as well as the other instructors here at USA Prepares. All of us have that common thread. We prepare for what we believe might happen so that we're not at a disadvantage when things go south. How has your preparedness helped you through this unexpected fall off a horse?
Okay. One of the big areas has been the fact that I've had food stored, the fact that I've had actually quite a bit of food stored in my pantry. I had, these days I generally have enough food stored in my pantry to last me at least 3 months. So, without needing to go to the grocery store at all, and that I have built up my chicken pen, and that I have built up my garden with a variety of little crops that are perennial or that don't need actually a lot of care, that I can just go out in the garden and pick them rather than having to look after them absolutely every single day. And it's especially useful here in Victoria. It is quite a hot climate, and a lot of those crops are desert type or semi-arid type plants. There's one which is called tree aeonium or aeonium arboreum. Is its Latin name. It's also called the house leek plant. It's a succulent, and it grows rosettes of leaves, and it just grows them all the time once it's established. And so I go out there with a knife to one of, you know, probably the several hundred ioniums that I've got growing around about the place. So I've got probably about 6 or 8 of them growing at my front door. And I just chop off one of these rosettes and take it inside and chop it up and put it in the soup. But also the fact that I have had things like onions and potatoes stored. Although a lot of my potatoes went rotten, I had to take them out and feed them to the chickens, which they enjoyed them. So nothing gets wasted around here. But I would say that's the big one, definitely having food stored. And also training your children to help out is something that I've always done. And my younger son is still at home with me. He's almost 18, but he's been a huge help. And I really want to, you know, salute him. He knows who he is. He's been a really huge help. And the fact that he's just really, not really, you know, that he hasn't really whinged and moaned and complained about having to do twice the work. And that's really, really good. But he's just done it because he's, you know, he's realizing that it really, really does help me when he does that. And, you know, this is it. It really is a lifestyle, and it's also training your children to be involved with it too, because, you know, I suppose you could prepare on your own, but if you can train your children to do it, it benefits them as well. And so, yeah, and just to say, listen, son, I'm fine to work for a while, but then my back begins to get sore, my shoulder blade, and my collarbone starts to hurt. It's on the mend, and I'm at the point now where I can lift about a gallon of water without any problems, so which I couldn't do even just a week or two ago. I couldn't lift anything with that arm a week ago. But now I can lift probably about a gallon of water, which is about 4 kilograms. It's doing extremely well. And for a short distance, I'm not talking about for a long distance, I'm talking about like from one end of the house to the other end of the house. This is it. And but all this craziness is happening in the world, and I don't have any worries about my electrical supply getting turned off. Oh, yeah, we had more problems with our electrical supply when I was in the hospital. And my son just set to it. And he fixed it. He actually fixed my electrical supply. And I had ordered a new inverter before all of this happened. And the new inverter arrived. He went into town. He got the inverter. He brought it home and he installed it. And he was justifiably very, very proud of himself. And so he was able to get the 240 volt back happening by the time I got home. I can hear the music again, Vincent.
Gwyneth, we are out of time. I'll see you next week. It's great to hear your voice. Please continue mending.
Yep.
That's Gwyneth Isaacs.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.